And Holy Father, we just come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we submit to you our spirit, soul, and body and flesh as a living sacrifice, asking for your forgiveness, for your mercies, your grace, repenting for every sin, transgression, and iniquity, lusts, touching agreement with the voice of the stranger, unfulfilled vows. Lord, wash us with the blood, purge us with your presence, fill us with your spirit. As we welcome you, Holy Spirit, take your rightful place here and bring us to the throne room of our Father. Allow another layer of flesh to be removed and another level of death to be established, that we may be well pleasing to you, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. How's everybody today?
Blessed and highly flavored.
Praise God. You know we're to be the salt of the world, right? We're to be the what?
Salt
of the world. Praise God. You know, all the eyes of the world are on you. You know, I shared about something that happened to me the other day when I was leaving. I was coming out of a building in the jail, and I just got done doing the service, and I was walking down the hallway, or actually outside on the sidewalk, and I was going to the exiting gate, and this woman was walking towards me. And as this woman was walking towards me, she kind of like stopped. And I was still walking, and all of a sudden, she kind of like stopped me and started talking to me about the oil spill. Of course, my thought was, who is this woman, you know? And she's talking to me about the oil spill, and she starts sharing with me about the animals that are dying. And so she began to weep and cry. Next thing I know, she's on my shoulder weeping and crying. And I'm holding her, and I'm like trying to comfort her. And I'm thinking, I'm looking up to heaven going, Lord, what's going on here, you know? And here's this woman, you know, and she had a badge on, so she was going into the jail to go do something. I don't know if she worked there or what. And she's crying on my shoulder. And finally, I came to my senses. And I grabbed both of her shoulders and pulled her back and said, listen, I know it's bad. I know the oil spill's bad. I know there's a lot of damage, but I got to tell you something. I'll tell you what I see. I see fulfillment of prophecy. I see fulfillment of prophecy in everything. I see fulfillment of prophecy in the economy crashing. I see the fulfillment of prophecy in everything, in the land and the seas and all the things that are falling apart. I see fulfillment of prophecy. And she looked at me, and when she was like, yes, and left me. And I'm standing there by myself now. And she's walking away all happy. And I'm like wiping tears off my shoulder. I'm like, what just happened? You know, I'm looking up to Dad going, what just happened? And he said to me, that's just a beginning. He said, I've given you much. And there are many out there who don't know. They're still caught up in the world. They're caught up in mourning and, oh my God, all of these things and this. And they have no idea that it's my signs of my return. And I'm coming. And many will run to those who will know the truth and want to know what's going on. And I thought, wow. I mean, I'm telling you, there was no, hi, how you doing? There was, hi, my name is such and such, and your name, none of that, man. It was, whew. And this woman was just weeping on my shoulder. And I thought, wow. And he said, this is what's coming, because they don't know. They don't know. And as I began to reflect on that, I was like, one of the thoughts that came to me is, where's her foundation? Where is her foundation? And the Holy Spirit quickened me this morning about what we were talking about the other day. Thursday this happened. And it's like, you know, right now there's so much stuff going on that you and I better have a solid foundation. A solid foundation. It must be solid. And there are things in people's foundation that are contaminated. There are things that are people's foundation that are deceptive. And it's causing their foundation to be unbalanced, unstable. And God is shaking things right now so that he can expose the contaminants in your foundation. Go to Hebrews 3. Hebrews chapter 3. So if you feel your world shaking and a quaking, and there's things that are happening that you don't understand, that's the problem. You don't understand. Hello? We'll go there. In verse 7, 3:7, read it with me. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the what? Rebellion. In a day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. Now, why did they go astray in their heart? Because their foundation is not solid. And they have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath they shall not enter my rest. There is a place of rest if your foundation is solid that you will not be moved, no matter what's going on. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, which is the presence of evil. In other words, there are still things that people are in their foundation is deception and sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to where? To the end. While it is said, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now you and I came out of Egypt, which is known as the world. Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who did not obey. Obey. So we see that they could not enter this rest because of what? Unbelief. Unbelief. Now in this, there are still foundations that people are trying to build that is unbelief still in them. Is everybody okay? Hearing his voice. Now listen. You hear his voice. Now, hearing his voice is, you know, so many times people are waiting to hear a voice. Are you listening? But his voice is not only heard, it's heard through works. Are you listening? Preaching, okay, in other words, what we're hearing right now because of his word. Dreams, visions. You hear his voice through counsel. In other words, what they were doing is they were not receiving what he was saying. They were rejecting what he was saying. Receiving without rebelling is important. In other words, you reject because when you reject, it will harden your heart. And there'll be no rest with a hardened heart. There's torment with a hardened heart. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? So in this, we must understand that even though when God speaks, he speaks through circumstances, he speaks through things in your life, he speaks through dreams and visions. It's not always just a voice, because his voice is always speaking through things. He'll even speak through his creation. All kinds of things God is trying to speak to us. In fact, he speaks to us through disasters. He's speaking through us right now through the disasters. He's getting our attention. He's saying, awaken. Awaken, don't you sleep on me. Amen. Awaken. Amen. So these things are awakening time. And in this, you are able to see because faith is sight, spiritual sight, isn't it? Faith is seeing spiritually. And as you see things spiritually, you hear. As you think, see things spiritually, you hear. Go to Hebrews 12. Verse 25, see that you do not refuse him who what? Speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Again, God is speaking through the shaking to establish a solid foundation that he can build on. That he can build on. When a foundation is marred, it has become contaminated or has been built on unleavened. In other words, it's not leveled. A foundation that has been built and it's not leveled. Are you with me? Which by building on that kind of foundation will eventually collapse, won't it? You know, the foundation is essential. And what happens is people begin to try to build their own foundation. And it becomes unleveled. In other words, it's on an angle. And as you build on something that's on the angle, eventually it's going to fall over, isn't it? And there are things that are contaminated in a foundation. In other words, if you were a construction builder and you had a set of blueprints and it said put rebarb here and this much concrete here and so forth, if you didn't put rebarb in there and you put plastic in there, which is an imitation rebarb, it's going to collapse. So everybody got it? It will collapse. So what's happening is God is right now shaking things that we have built on that are contaminant, errors, and downright deception. Amen. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Go to Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18. So when a foundation is marred, let me tell you what God does. He shakes it. He shakes it so it actually does come into an area where there's almost collapse. But he's there to hold up, rescue, and rebuild. Now, there's got to be something that must happen here. You must be willing to receive from him and allow him to build. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. So what happens is, when the Lord is establishing the foundation, he begins to build on it. If we try to build on the foundation, it won't last. He must do it. And that's why many people have been building on a foundation of error. They've been building on a foundation that's been contaminated. They've been building on a foundation thinking that it's okay. There's a foundation. In that foundation, there's still sin being portrayed. There's still doubt and unbelief. There's still demonic forces still there trying to cover. You know, you can't cover it up. It'll always crumble and come to the surface. Always. Is everybody okay? In Jeremiah 18, in verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will what? Cause you to hear my words. Cause you to hear. And that usually happens when we get in trouble. Hello? When something is disastrous in our life, when things are like, oh my God, I need to find out what God is saying. Hello? It's because the foundation isn't solid. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. The wheel means by the Holy Spirit. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred because it was contaminated. in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of true ministries. Can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the day is in the potter's hand, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of true ministries. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it. Now he's talking about, listen, I'm telling you to clean it out. And if you're not willing to obey me, hello? The instant I speak concerning these things, verse 8, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, in other words, if it does what I tell them to do, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I will benefit it. And those are some of the things that are delays in our life. Well, Lord, why isn't this happening yet? Because you're not doing what I told you first in the first place. Have you ever gone to council and never finished what you were told in council? Hello. How do you expect to get for God to build on something? What you're trying to do then is you when you don't get your way, then you begin to build it yourself. And it always collapses. It never lasts. 2 Timothy 2. And it's no but. Amen. And it's no when. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. And this is where many people begin to run away. And if you run away, your foundation will never get solid. Does everybody understand? You can't run from God. You must run to Him and allow Him to build it. But you got to obey with this building. In verse 19. What does it say? Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, iniquity is inherited, things that you've inherited, your past. And He confirms it here. Watch. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone what? Cleanses himself from the latter, that's that iniquity, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Praise God. Why? So then God can release the benefits that He has for you. He will not release the things to you until you've completed what He's asked you to do. Other than that, you'll build your own foundation. And you'll stand before Him, and everything that you built on will not be accounted good to you. Does everybody understand? Oh, hallelujah. He says, depart from your ungodly attributes of the past. Inherited ways, carried by demonic forces, and controlled by witchcraft. I'm going to say this again. He says, depart, in other words, cleanse your ways, right? Cleanse your ladder. Cleanse yourself from your ladder. That means depart from your ungodly attributes of the past. And inherited ways carried by demonic forces. These inherited ways are carried by demonic forces. Yes, they're called demons. And they're controlled by witchcraft. Witchcraft. We're going to get more into some of this later because of witchcraft and wizards and all the other stuff. There are humans who have totally given themselves and lives to Satan. And they practice witchcraft and sorcery. And they're coming against you. They're not coming against their own. They're coming against the body of Christ. And there are areas where we allowed open doors in our life so this witchcraft is still being established. In other words, cleanse from the latter, from your past. These are open doors that contaminate the foundation of your heart. Not only is your foundation, there's a foundation that God is establishing, and that is associated with your spirit that expressed through your heart. Is everybody okay? Verse 22. It says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. You know why their heart is pure? Because their foundation is solid. He says, make sure you hang with them. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes. Ooh, now he's talking about things that will open. Open doors. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition of God, perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses. These are senses of the spirit, not the carnal. And escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now, to be contaminated is something in the foundation that will weaken it and cause it to be unbalanced. It will weaken it and cause it to be unbalanced. Contaminate foundations and open doors to an unbalanced foundation. Now, these things is an area where an individual, I'm going to share some so you can write these down. They tried to build on feelings. Well, I feel it's the number one contaminant in the foundation is a person's emotions. They tried to build everything in how they feel. The second thing is what they agree with in the voice of the stranger. Things that they agree with will contaminate their foundation. How about things of what they speak? That's a third thing. Sowing in the flesh. It's the fourth thing. In other words, you sow in the flesh, you reap corruption. It's all spiritual law. God can't help you. You will reap what you sow. You tie the hands of God when you sow in the flesh. The only thing you can do is sow in the spirit quickly. Repent and sever. Rejecting of counsel will do that. Causes you to sow in the flesh. The fifth one, lack of spiritual understanding. Lack of spiritual understanding. The sixth thing is a lack of wisdom or sight and vision. When a person is foundation is contaminated, they will become isolated and prideful, and they will maintain an attitude of ungratefulness. So God right now is allowing a shaking so that your foundation can become solid and all the contaminants in it can be exposed and removed. So quit blaming everybody else for your stuff. We must become responsible now. That means to respond. Hello? That means to respond to the things that God is trying to show us that we've reacted to. Because when you react to something, that's sowing in the flesh and you will reap corruption. There must be a place in your heart that you're wanting to please God. If you want to please God, God will bring you to that place and build your foundation. But if you say you want to please God and do your own thing, then you really don't want to please Him. Has everybody got it? You cannot build the foundation. One of the things God's trying to do is get our little paws out of it. Because that's all we do is build on false things. We build on deception. We build on works of the flesh. Self-justification and reasoning. 1 Corinthians 3. Remember, we're returning to the original state of the church. Well, the original state of the church had a solid foundation. They did not fight for their lives. They fought for the life of Christ. Listen, let me share something with you. If you don't have a solid foundation, you can't help nobody. You'd just be a stumbling block to them because you'll be too soulish. A foundation has got nothing to do in the soulish realm. It's solid spirit. Has everybody got it? It's solid spirit. It's got nothing to do with how you feel. It is solid spirit, which will never be moved. It cannot be shaken. No matter what it feels, no matter what it sees, it maintains a disciplined state of being. And it's able to see things through. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Let's read it. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed and how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. These are deception and witchcraft. See, people practice witchcraft and don't even know it. Amen. You know, witches just and wizards and demonic forces don't come up to you and say, "Hey, can you cooperate with me today?" No. That's why Satan's greatest weapon is deception. And his whole focus is so that you do not build a solid foundation, so that you do not allow God to build that foundation, so that you put your own opinion in your foundation. If you put your own opinion in the foundation God is establishing you, it will crumble and you will not stand. And you'll be have your ups and downs and all around, you'll run to and fro. Because you'll be looking for the feeling, the feeling, the feeling, the feeling, the feeling. You can't trust somebody that is led by their feelings, and neither can God. Has everybody got it? Well, I just didn't feel. Oh, shut up. That's not my father. That's soulish. Soulish. If you're led by how you feel, you're soulish, and your foundation is contaminated. That's why there's the shaking. 1 Corinthians 3. Let's start at 12 again. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by what? Say what?
Fire.
So you're calling down fire, aren't you? You're asking God to fill you with fire, right? Well, hello. It's amazing when the fire comes and we run. But each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will what? Test each one's work of what sort it is. And if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. Hello. In other words, that's that benefit. So understand, you cannot build your foundation on your opinion. And too many so-called believers that believe Jesus is the Savior, but he's not Lord over them yet, are trying to build their foundation on their opinion. They don't even read the Word. Let me tell you, there's an arsenal of teachings back there. Do you feed your spirit with the Word? Do you worship to get filled? All of these things are important, because if you're not feeding your spirit, then your soul is getting puffed up. Your soul's getting puffed up because you're either feeding your spirit or the soul. The fire purifies no other foundation than that of Christ Jesus. There is an eternal presence and power and truth, and it's nothing of this world. Has everybody got it? It is built with the anointing, which is God's eternal presence, power, and truth. Nothing of this world, the foundation, is not built with anything of this world. Nothing. Not your opinion, not your beliefs that are incorrect. It is built with the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. That's how the foundation is built. Because it's built by the Spirit. It is solid spirit. Is everybody okay? Ephesians 4. In verse 17, Ephesians 4, verse 17. Let's go. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles or the rest of the world in the futility of their mind. In other words, of their past. Having their understanding what? Darkened. Being alienated from the life of God. Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being what? Past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to the work of all uncleanliness and greediness. In other words, your foundation, now please get this, your foundation is established by understanding. If you do not understand the spiritual things, the foundation is not solid. Is everybody okay? Watch the next thing he says. He says, but you have not so learned Christ. So in other words, that's the only way that you can maintain the foundation is with understanding. And the foundation is established by understanding. The material of the foundation is the Spirit. It is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. But it is maintained by understanding. It is established by understanding. You must have an understanding of the spiritual things, or your foundation will be built on deception. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put, that who puts? You put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, so that you put on the new man which is created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. So how are you going to do that without spiritual understanding? You can't. You just can't. You'll do it by opinion. You'll do it by hearsay, and it will never stand. And their spirit of error is rampant, trying to convince people that they're spiritual, yet they have no solid foundation. The anointing teaches us if we are seeing and listening. We have the power to put off the old man, but an unbalanced foundation will cause a person to go up and down, trust and mistrust, become humble one day, prideful the next, be in the spirit one day, in the flesh in the next. There's no consistency. Personal walls will be built and established by fear, opening all avenues of deception. And I'll repeat this again. Again, now we know that the anointing teaches us, right? And teaches us to see and to listen. Again, an unbalanced foundation will cause a person to go up and down, have up and down emotional traumas. One day they're fine, the next day they're a mess. Will cause them to trust one day and mistrust the next. Will cause them to be humble one day and prideful the next. They'll be in the spirit one day, and the next day they're in the flesh. There isn't a consistency. They build personal walls. And they're established by fear. And it opens all avenues of deception. So we must have understanding. Is everybody okay? Your foundation is built on truth. Truth is knowledge understood. Truth is knowledge understood. If you do not have spiritual understanding, you cannot have a solid foundation. It's impossible. Because you'll go by hearsay, opinion, and how you feel. Go to Proverbs 2. Are you getting understanding? Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if you, my child, if you, my child, if you, my child, if you what? If you what? Receive. Receive. See, you got to play your part and accept what he says is truth. You cannot put your opinion above the word of God, or you will have a contaminated foundation. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to what? Wisdom. And apply your heart to what? What's the heart connected to? Your foundation. Yes, if you cry out for what? Discernment, and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is the shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Does everybody see this? Apply your heart to understanding and get wisdom. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands for length of days and long life. Length of days and long life, and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and what? Truth forsake you. Truth, truth, truth. Your foundation is solid truth. Has solid spirit. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean on not on your carnal understanding. That's your natural way. You cannot lean on the things of understanding of the world. They make no sense to the things of the Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and quit leaning on your own carnal understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. In other words, don't forsake the truth. Truth is knowledge understood. And don't lean on your own carnal understanding or your carnal wisdom. And shut the door to evil. Shut the door to evil. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, while we're here. Verse 4. Proverbs 4, verse 4. It says, He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and what? Live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she'll promote you. She'll bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let it go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. Wow, and that's witchcraft. Is everybody okay? So wisdom and understanding. This is the life to our foundation. There must be understanding in the foundation. And wisdom will keep the foundation solid because it will tell you what to do. Go to verse 20 while we're there. Let's read it. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Why? Because you should see this. It should not be memorization. It should become visualization. Amen. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health in all of their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all of your ways be established. And do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. In other words, we have a responsibility. That means responding according to the things of God. It is your responsibility to respond to the things of God. Not responding to how you feel. Not how you respond to your opinion. But you respond to the truth. Your foundation is built on truth, which again is eternal knowledge understood. And building this foundation, the first thing we must have, one, a reality of a true loving God. There must be a reality that there is a true loving God, and that is experienced. Has everybody got it? It is experienced. That there is a true, loving God who is for you, not against you. Amen. There must be a reality of this. So that no matter what you're going through, you're solid on that foundation. If you, listen, the devil's going to always try to break up your foundation. Amen. He's going to try to always drill holes in it and put contaminants in it. He wants to put dynamite in it if he can to blow it up. So there must be a reality of a true loving God with an experience with him that he is for you and not against you. Well, I've been hurt in the church. Too bad. Grow up. Oh, so you live by your feeling then. You know how many people have been damaged in the church? Every one of us here have been hurt by a church. But you won't be hurt by God. The second thing, there must be a reality of an evil demonic kingdom that influences your thoughts and behavior and loves to afflict you. I'm going to say this again. There must be a reality that there is an evil demonic kingdom that influences your thoughts, behavior, and wants to afflict you. Is everybody okay? There's got to be a reality of this. That powers of darkness must be real to you, not an imagination. Amen. You should not fear talking about the devil. You should want to expose him. Number three, there also must be a reality of the power of Christ in us to overcome emotion, the voice of the stranger, and worldliness. There must be a reality of the power of Christ in us to overcome emotion, the voice of the stranger, and worldliness. Why? So you are consistent. Amen. Number four, there must be a reality that the earth is not your home, but life in the kingdom. This must be a reality. This must become real to you. That the earth is not your home, but life in the kingdom of God. Has everybody got it? Number five. There must be a reality of the weapons of God that have been granted to us. And the requirement to expose your enemy. That must be a reality. You can't be a wimp Christian. Is everybody okay? See, there's a difference between victory and rescue. Victory is you fought through. Rescue is when you call on Him to rescue you. Rescues are not victory. Victory is fighting it through. And there are many believers who've never had a life of victory but constant rescue because their foundation is not solid and it's contaminated. Come on, we're getting real here. This is what's happening right now. That's why God's shaking everything. It's time to tighten up. Get things right. There must be a reality of the weapons of God for you to fight. And you're required to expose the enemy in your life. Those are demonic forces. And kick them out. Don't pet them. And don't feed them. Number six. There must be a reality that a divine order is required. If you're out of divine order, it's a fruit of your foundation. That your foundation is contaminated. There must be a reality to maintain divine order. Does everybody understand that? God, 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 and God. Hallelujah. God, 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 and God. That's divine order. Everything else falls into place if He's number one. You know, it's amazing how many people think, well, it's God, family, and job, church, and No. It's God, 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 and God. Everything else falls into place. That's why some people only take part-time God. Oh, I gotta do things with my family. Oh, they take part-time God, part-time family, part-time job, part-time. Hello? It's God, 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 and God. And He'll establish everything for everything that you need to be with your family, with everything. If you do that, you're building it in the flesh and you're not allowing God to build the house. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a shaking going on and there's a violent move of God. Woo-hoo. And you better be ready. We need to be ready or we'll be shaking off that foundation. And God is exposing this garbage and His soulish foolishness. Till we are solid in spirit. It isn't about me and you, it's about Him. It's all about Him. Divine order is God, 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 and God. Remember that and don't lose it. It's important. Hallelujah. Okay. Number seven. And this is complete. There must be a reality of the anointing will back you if you're in divine order. Amen. To keep the solid foundation. In other words, if you're in divine order, all of heaven is behind you. You got nothing to fear. Nothing. No matter, you see, you can't go by what you see. If you're in divine order, you know all heaven's behind you. Why? Because it's God, 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 and God. And no matter what goes on, He's going to make a way. Everything else will crumble around you, and you'll be on solid ground. Because you're solid with Him. Is everybody okay? Everybody got it? If you didn't get it all, you can get the tape next week. Amen. And I want to close in Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Glory. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. Would you read it with me, please? Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, not the flesh, in the what? Spirit. Solid foundation. It is required. Everybody got it? That's why you're seeing a lot of stuff happening. And it's going to shake. Until you allow a solid foundation to be built by the Lord. Until every contaminant is removed from our foundations. Then He begins to build more and more on it. Amen? Is everybody okay? You got it? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. We are honored and blessed, totally honored and blessed. And we ask that the seed grow and bear fruit for Your glory. And Lord, reveal to us that we will have understanding, that we will see, and that we will listen to what the Spirit says to us, that we may have a solid foundation, and that glory would be brought to Your name, because we will not be moved nor deceived nor misled, but we will stand strong in the Lord and the power of Your might in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.